الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نستغفر ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضى ربك إلا تعبد إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا وإما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: رغم أنف رجل أدرك والدي عند الكبر أو أحدهما ثم لم يدخل الجنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Going back a couple of weeks ago, we continued with the talk on the travels. I was fortunate enough with to accompany my honorable and respected Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Abbas Sarigat Sahib An-Nadawi Hafizullah Ta'ala. And we got to the point where we reached Tirmidh, and now we were on our way from Tirmidh to Samarkand. Tirmidh to Samarkand was a bit of a tough trip. Initially, we were hoping to take the train, but the times of the trains were not matching our itinerary. Flights were not also suitable because, again, they were not matching our itineraries because of stopovers and things like that. There wasn't a direct flight from Tirmidh to Samarkand. So we decided to take a minibus. Minibus, realistically, it's only about a four, five hour drive, but it took us about 12 hours to get from Tirmidh to Samarkand because the roads were really bad. The roads were terrible. And then the driver also, he was falling half asleep whilst we were going there. So we were lucky, Allah Ta'ala saved us. Two occasions, he nearly had an accident. So at one point we stopped at a small cafe, a shop, and I got a bit annoyed there, and I just went into the fridge and got about 5 Red Bulls. I said, give this to him so he can stay awake. But he didn't take the Red Bulls anyway. Well, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl, Allah Ta'ala got us to Samarkand safely. Samarkand, one of the main things to see there is obviously visiting the mazar and the grave of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. This is where Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh is buried, and the mausoleum and the area was all under renovation, so we couldn't actually go to the actual grave of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. But alhamdulillah, we were taken around from the graveyard to the rear of the area where he was buried. Again, we couldn't see directly the grave, but alhamdulillah, we managed to get as close as possible. Like I said, there was a lot of renovation being done. It's a huge place, a huge place. When you look at it from a distance and with the beautiful blue skies, like a piece of Jannah on earth, like a piece of Jannah on earth, subhanallah, very beautiful. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh is somebody who doesn't need any introduction. He was born in 194 after Hijri, and at a very young age, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh took on the task to work on hadith, and he collated over 600,000 hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it took him 17 years to do this. This is what we call passion and determination. And from the over 600,000 ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he shortlisted, which we currently have now, is the Sahih Bukhari, which is taught in every darulum throughout the world, where there's over 7,000 ahadith. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, as a young child, he had lost his eyesight. And his mother used to make a lot of dua for him at night in tahajjud, that Allah should restore his eyesight. Eventually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored his eyesight. And then she focused on nurturing him towards learning hadith and Quran and tafsir and so on. And hence the reason why he became a muhaddith of the ummah, one of the greatest muhaddith of the ummah, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. From this we learn, my brothers, that how much our parents have a big part in playing where we are nowadays. Through the barakah and the du'as of his beloved mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored his eyesight. We can never repay the ihsan of our parents. Never. There was one person in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, and he carried his mother throughout the Hajj. After carrying his mother throughout the Hajj, he approached Umar radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen at the time, and said that, "I have carried my mother throughout the Hajj. Have I fulfilled her haqq? Have I fulfilled her rights?" Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu anhu, said that, "You have not even fulfilled the rights or the first pang of pain that she gained at the time of giving you birth." My friends, we feel sometimes that whatever we have achieved, it is through our own doings. It is through our own hard work. We have become wealthy. My business has become successful. And we feel that it is because of our own hard work. But we don't realize the spiritual connection behind that is the du'as of our parents. Because the parents' du'a goes right to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we reach a point of success in our lives, we tend to brag about it and be proud about it. That this is because of my hard work. This is not because of yours and my hard work, my friends. This is because of the dua yours and my father is making for us, and the dua that yours and my mother is making for us. But when we reach that point in life where Allah has given us everything, and at a time when we were small, the mother used to have sleepless nights. The father used to toil day and night just to provide for us. The mother used to change us. When we were completely filthy and dirty, making a mess, she never complained. We would wake up at night and she would never complain. We don't like the food, or we can't have the food that she's put there for us, she would change that and make something else for us. The father gets up early in the morning to go out and work, and sometimes night shifts or extra hours just to provide for us. But they never complained. They said, "No, this is for my child. This is for my child." Every now and again, the father will come from home from work, he would bring a gift for the child, a toy for the child. But now they are at an age where they need us. They need us. And at this point, when they need us, we are so high on our horses that we don't look at them with the mercy that Allah Ta'ala has told us to look at. Now when it's time for us to do their khidma, we pull faces that how can I clean the filth and the dirt? We pull faces. And let alone doing the khidma, we don't even have the time to go and sit with them for 10-15 minutes regularly to have a chat with them, to make them feel happy. We can't even do that for them. To such an extent that some people, if their parents are bedridden completely, and now they require support and help and care, there are people out there making dua that, Ya Allah, take them away. Take them away. This is not the dua we should be making. Recently there was one person making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, my father is going through a lot of difficulties. Have mercy on him. Whatever the hikmat behind this is, only you know. He is 80, 90, 100 years old. Only you know why he is having to go through these struggles in life at this age. And it's not very nice to see our elders struggling like that. But I can't make dua to you that, Ya Allah, take him. I can't make this dua for my father. But it is difficult for me to see my father like this. And after completing his dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him right straight away. He said that what the hikmat behind this is and everything, you got nothing to worry about. That is not your problem. Now Allah is talking to this person. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, that Allah does not put a burden on anybody more than what they can bear. So this condition of your father is a burden I have put on him which he can bear. Your father can bear it, your mother can bear it. This is why they are still alive, because they can bear the burden. The issue is, the lesson is for you, that this is your opportunity to make your Jannah. It's not about them, it's about you. You do the hikmah, you serve them and make your Jannah. But we don't want to serve our parents, my friends. Look, the dua of Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah's mother made him a great muhaddith. The efforts of the mother of Imam Malik Rahmatullah made him a great faqih. The efforts of the mother of Imam Shafi Rahmatullah made him also a great faqih. Uwais Qarni Rahmatullah, he was a tabi'i. He was around in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he could not acquire and attain the level of a sahabi, the position of a sahabi, because he could not leave his mother to go and see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a great sacrifice! Like in nowadays, our parents are struggling. And we are going away for Umrah. Nobody to take care of them properly. What good is this Umrah, my friends, when our mother and father are struggling? At this particular time in your life, it's not farz to go and do Umrah. It's farz to take care of our parents. Giving azan in the masjid is not important. Taking care of our parents is important. Reading long tahajjud at night is not important. Seeing to our parents is important. But sometimes we tend to forget our responsibilities, my friends. And in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ has said that ragima anfu, ragima anfu, ragima anfu, that may the person's nose be put into dust. May this person's nose be put into dust. The Sahaba asked, who, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that person whose parents reach old age, either one of them or both of them, They reach old age, and we cannot acquire Jannah because we are neglectful of their care. We are neglectful of their needs. My friends, this is a time when our parents are old, where they need attention and care, because the mind of the elderly becomes like a child. They tend to forget. They ask the same question again and again. So what does Allah Ta'ala say in the Quran? What does Allah Ta'ala say in the Quran? وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, that speak to them beautifully. وَقْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهًا مِنَ الظُّلِّ, that open the wings of your mercy over them. When they ask you the same question and again and again, reply beautifully again and again. Don't get angry. When they need a supporting hand, give them a supporting hand. If we need to feed them, feed them. And feed them what is correct for their diet. Don't neglect their diet also. Give them fresh food to eat. How is it possible that we can sit at home with our wife and our children and we are eating a fresh meal, and here our parents, there's nobody to take care of them, and they are just about managing, and they can't eat a decent meal? How can this go down, my friends? We are not making our path to Jannah like this. We can sit in the masjid and read and do stay in sajda all our lives. There is nobody in the world that has done more ibadah than Iblis, Shaitan. But because of his arrogance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chucked him out of Jannah. Let it not be that because of our arrogance and our negligence towards our parents, we think that we are acquiring Jannah, but we realize at the end of the day, in the court of Allah, we have acquired nothing because of our negligence. May Allah protect us, my friends. May Allah protect us. May Allah make us realize what our responsibilities are. Uwais Qarni rahmatullah did not attain the rank of a Sahabi. Can you imagine? Allah Ta'ala says about the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. But because of his mother, he could not attain that rank. And the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even then raised his rank. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, Umar, when you meet Uwais Qarni, tell him to make dua for you. Because of the khidmah of his mother, he became Mustajab al-Dawat is that person whose dua is readily accepted, my friends. We think that, why are my duas not accepted? Why? This is the reason why my duas are not accepted. Because we are not there in fulfilling our duties, our responsibilities with our elders. And then we wonder, why is there problems in my life? So sometimes we tend to overlook certain things, my friends, our priorities. Our priorities should come first before everything else. Let it not be that our parents are neglected, and through this negligence, we think that we are on the pathway to Jannah, but realistically, we are not on the pathway to Jannah. This infatuated life we live in, that everything is hunky-dory for me, it's not hunky-dory in reality, my friends. Can you imagine an old man and an old woman, mother and father, sitting at home alone and thinking that my son does not even come and visit me, my daughter does not even come and visit me? They are struggling to make their own food. My friends, what goes around comes around. I am not saying that this should happen to anybody. May Allah protect all of us. But what goes around comes around. It should not be that our own children deal with us like this. And it will be even worse. 10 times worse. So my humble appeal to everybody here, myself also, those of us that have elderly parents, those of us that have elderly parents, let's make an effort to take care of them properly. And through their du'as, let's acquire Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. And for those of us whose parents have passed away, or any one of them have passed away, then do whatever we can as sadqa-e jariyah for them. Pray for them as much as possible. Read Quran for them as much as possible. Do charity for them as much as possible. Because this is what we are doing, not for them, we are doing it for us, for our akhirah. For our akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala give you and I all the tawfiq to act upon what has been said. Inshallah, we will continue with the talk another time. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-muslimin wa alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Sorry. Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers, uncles. I'm here today for Masjid Ibrahim. It's a new masjid established in Eris Mansour, 5 minutes from the Kabarstan and Foss Park. It's a former pub, so we got planning permission, alhamdulillah. We faced a lot of challenges. We had over 2,000 objections from the non-Muslims, but alhamdulillah, Allah established his house in that area. What we need is we need to get it ready so we can establish our 5 daily salah and Jummah. At present, we're just praying from a center nearby. We need approximately 150,000 to get it ready, all the structural works, carpets, wood area, and so forth. So today, we humbly request you donate generously as much as you can. We have card machines and buckets outside. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
MashaAllah, everybody is requested to support this initiative. And for those of us whose parents have passed away, then give some lillah for this, inshallah, on behalf of our parents, inshallah ta'ala. And this will be rewarding for them in the akhirah, inshallah ta'ala. Wherever there is an opportunity to do khidmat of this nature in giving in the path of Allah, we should do as much as we can, inshallah. There's also a couple of announcements. There is a program here tonight, inshallah, by Dr. Ismail, who has been working in the forefronts in Gaza. And there is an eyewitness account of what's been happening there, what the current situation is. The talk starts at 10 past 7 this evening. So all the brothers are requested to attend this program. Maulana has emphasized that all brothers should try to attend. Sisters also, there'll be arrangements for sisters as well, inshallah ta'ala. And to get a good sort of clarity on what's happening there and what the current situation is there, inshallah ta'ala. So try to attend, bring others along with you as well, inshallah ta'ala. We shouldn't be completely absent-minded in what's going on around the world. We should know what's happening around the world as well. Not just thinking about ourselves all the while. Think about others also, inshallah. And there is also a janaza, Sister Sharifa Desai, who's passed away, Allah ta'ala. Fill her grave with Noor, inshallah. Grant her maghfirah, inshallah, ta'ala, and grant sabr jamil to the family. Her janaza today is at 2:45 at the Saffron Hill Cemetery. So, brothers, I request try to attend the janaza also. Jazakumullah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمداً رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله